Many elements of the Kennedy myth are as obvious now as they were then. He was the youngest man ever elected president. Teddy Roosevelt had been the youngest to serve. He was the first president born in the 20th century. He was a man of action, a bona fide war hero. He was also an intellectual, the author of a best-selling book on political courage, who made liberalism cool and glamorous, but at the same time a pragmatist, who would never let the point he had at Ivy Leaguers, with whom he surrounded himself, get in the way of the right course of action. He represented a national yearning for renewal and rebirth, appealing to American idealism and calling for common sacrifice. Recall the key themes to Mussolini's cult of personality: youth, action, expertise, vigor, glamour, military service. Mussolini cast himself as the leader of a youth movement, a new generation empowered through intellect and expertise to break with the old categories of left and right. JFK's stirring inaugural spoke of a new generation of Americans, born in this century, tempered by war, disciplined by a hard and bitter peace, proud of our ancient heritage. Mussolini's entire movement, like Hitler's, was built around the generation of Italians who'd been tempered in World War I in their resentment against the bitter peace of Versailles. The Italian fascist government, billed as a regime of youth, sold itself as a technocratic marvel in which Mussolini ran many of the ministries himself through force of will and indomitable vigor. Fascist propagandists saturated the media with pictures of Mussolini chopping wood, skiing, running, and standing bare-chested in the alpine snow. Moreover, Mussolini's reputation as an intellectual and writer was in fact well-deserved, unlike Kennedy's. The Kennedy operation endeavored mightily to send similar messages. Nary a newspaper article could be printed about the new president without references to his love of action, his youth, his vigor. Films of his many exertions seemed to be everywhere. He could not be so obvious as Mussolini in his womanizing, but his cultivated status as a sex symbol was the product of decided political calculation. Kennedy ran explicitly as a war hero, and his political troops could usually be recognized by their PT-109 insignia pins. His campaign commercials, crammed with images of Kennedy the warrior, boasted that this was a time for greatness. Kennedy, like Mussolini, promised a national restoration and a new politics that would transcend old categories of left and right. He insisted that the forceful application of his own will and that of his technocratic aides would be more effective in solving the nation's problems than traditional democratic means. Indeed, Kennedy was almost literally a superhero. It is a little known but significant fact that no president has appeared more times in Superman comic books than JFK. He was even entrusted with Superman's secret identity and once pretended to be Clark Kent so as to prevent it from being exposed. When Supergirl debuted as a character, she was formally presented to the Kennedys.